Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh my goodness, good morning. We've got mostly clear skies now, 41 degrees. We're going to get to the low to mid 60s by later this afternoon. Our top story this morning.
The political primary season is in full swing, and we saw some big changes on the North Texas scene.
KRLD's Russell Scott has more on the entrances, exits, and shifts.
Well, we thought Monday's big story would be Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett joining the race for U.S. Senate, and she did. But before that, Colin Allred dropped out of the race and instead filed paperwork to run for Congress in District 33. He's now running against Julie Johnson, who successfully ran for Allred's seat when he left Congress. Then Crockett joins the Senate race, where Democrats will not have a runoff since it's just her and State Representative James Tallarico in the Democratic primary. Then Congressman Mark Vesey, who was drawn out of his district, announces he'll run for Tarrant County Judge against incumbent Tim O'Hare. From the 24-hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Texas Senator John Cornyn responding to the news of Crockett's Senate bid. A statement from him this morning says she does not, quote, represent the views of a majority of Texans, end quote, and calls her time in Congress marked by what he calls deeply unserious public statements and little to no actual work for her constituents. Now, Cornyn says his campaign will make sure every Texas voter's knows how absurd Crockett's candidacy is.
And a well-known Dallas pastor aims to step into the congressional vacancy now left by Jasmine Crockett as she seeks a Senate run. Frederick Haynes III filed Monday to run for Congress in District 30. Haynes has built a major following as leader of Friendship West Baptist Church and has been a prominent voice in social justice circles. This is his first campaign for major office. He's no stranger to public leadership. He briefly headed the Rainbow Push Coalition.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, Heating, and Electric 24-hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. We're learning more about an apparent murder-suicide in Fort Worth after police say a man and a woman were found dead following a welfare check. Officers were called to an apartment on Remington Circle, not far from Hewland Mall. When the woman didn't show up for work yesterday, police say her boss eventually grew concerned and called them to go check on her. Upon entering the apartment, police found both the woman and man were dead of gunshot wounds. It's suggested the two may have been dating and possibly gotten involved in an altercation. The man and woman have not been identified. It's not clear who the shooter is. And the Tarrant County Medical Examiner's Office will determine the official cause of death.
A memorial has been set up outside the Kaufman Police Department after a 26-year-old officer was killed Monday in a head-on collision. Austin Cooley was also a deputy chief with the South Hunt Fire and Rescue. His colleagues remembering him as a good person and a very good leader.
Being someone close to you, a brother, it's very different.
Since I'm a female, he didn't treat me any different.
He worked very hard to get where he was at.
Cooley had just gotten off work and was headed home to his young child and wife when for some reason he swerved into oncoming traffic on State Highway 34 near Greenville and slammed into a pickup.
Today is the grand opening of Texas' new school choice program.
The voucher plan allows parents to pull their kids from public schools and use taxpayer dollars to send them to a private school. Starting today, private schools can register to take part.
A large number have been waiting, anticipating, and that we've been working with that will register.
Comptroller Kelly Hancock says there's about 2,000 private schools in Texas. He predicts more than half will sign up today. Parents can begin applying in February. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Reports of abuse and inhumane conditions prompted human rights groups to call for the closing of the ICE detention center at Fort Bliss. A coalition of eight human rights groups sent a letter urging ICE officials to end immigration detention at the Fort Bliss military base in El Paso. This came after months of interviews conducted with 45 of the immigrants housed there. ACLU of Texas attorney Savannah Kumar.
People being slammed to the ground by officers, stomped on by officers, punched in their faces, and beating them even after being cuffed and restrained. These issues raise serious concern on top of many other troubling circumstances.
The accusations also include charges of sexual assault and unsafe living conditions. Kumar says they're considering filing lawsuits.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
You're going ho, ho, home for Christmas. The Department of Homeland Security's social media team is now embracing the holiday season by unveiling a series of memes highlighting the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis designates the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, and the Muslim Brotherhood as foreign terrorist organizations effective immediately across that state. If it sounds familiar, it's because our governor, Greg Abbott, did the same thing last month. Texas' latest political boundaries are reshaping campaign plans. Jasmine Crockett has now taken on Senator John Cornyn. Colin Allred is dropping out of that race to run in the new 33rd District. And Mark Vesey is stepping aside from Congress to seek the Tarrant County judgeship.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we'll check in with David Johnson coming up in just a moment. Right now, we're kicking off our 20-minute Morning Briefing. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. A new study finds immigration raids have led to more bullying and lower attendance at the nation's high schools.
Researchers at UCLA and UC Riverside surveyed more than 600 high school principals across the country. 64% said attendance among students from immigrant families has dropped this year. 34% said those students have been bullied. In Minneapolis, parents like Jen Newberg are patrolling outside schools, ready to record and protest any ICE raids.
I feel that my presence as a neighbor is important, and I want kids to feel safe.
78% of principals said their campuses have created plans to respond to visits from federal agents. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning all. Well, we are sitting around and waiting patiently. This is the first day of a two-day Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting. They are widely expected to cut interest rates tomorrow, but it's being termed a hawkish cut, which is they would probably say, look, okay, we're going to cut them, but we may not do this again anytime soon. And so consequently, we've seen this really weird phenomenon. Interest rates have been going up lately. The 10-year rate back up to 4.16% yesterday. It was below 4% just the other day. And mortgage rates, looking at home mortgage rates, they reached the highest level in 2 weeks yesterday, up to 6.36% on the 30-year. So what's going on? Well, that's transition. That's what it is. And also trying to figure out what the economy is doing. We've got the first indication today, the Small Business Optimism Index was a little bit higher than expected at 99. But later on this morning, in 5 minutes, we've got productivity numbers, unit labor cost, and then the much delayed JOLTS survey. This is the job openings and layoff survey, and it's supposed to be unchanged. We'll see. Let's watch oil prices. They slid to the lowest level they've seen in 3 weeks yesterday. The Iraqi oil fields have restarted, and they're starting to produce again. But what it's done is it's taken oil back below 60. $58.84 on West Texas Intermediate, and that is below the break-even for a lot of those folks out there. We'll also watch the saga as it continues to play out. Paramount now launching a $78 billion hostile takeover for Warner Brothers, that after they accepted the offer from Netflix. Lots of back and forth, lots of subplots. We found out yesterday that Paramount's Skydance is backed partially by Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and also the sovereign wealth funds of Saudi Arabia and Abu Dhabi and Qatar. It's never going to end. Crude's down 4 cents, 58.84. Gold's up $12.80, 42.30.50. The 10-year rate flat at 4.17%. If the Dow opened right now, we'd be up 23. NASDAQ down 7 and the S&P up 5. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
David, as you well know, a lot of people have so-called marginal wells. And at $60 a barrel, there's no reason to pump oil on those marginal wells.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you know, it's the cost of new wells for fracking. I mean, it's really an expensive way to find oil. And you need, you know, much higher than that. So You're not going to see any new activity.
It's one of those weird things where we as consumers want low gas prices, but we as an oil producing state want high prices.
Yep, betwixt and between.
Yes. 727 on the KRLD Morning News.
It is 7:27, and President Trump is hitting the road to try to sell his economic agenda. CBS's Stacey Lynn has more.
He'll speak at a casino resort near Scranton, Pennsylvania. The focus of the address, inflation, the economy, and his plan to bring down prices.
But he'll focus much of his speech on gas prices, which are below $3 nationwide for the first time in more than 4 years.
The area north of Denton near Lake Ray Roberts will look a little different in the future. Some people aren't too happy about that either.
The Denton City Council approved Craver Ranch, a master development plan with the future of 9,000 new homes, schools, and retail space. Residents who opposed the change emphasized the value of green space already there and offered ways to protect it.
Maybe the landscaping on those tiny house lots can emphasize native plants, which, by the way, use less water. Maybe all those walking trails can be bordered by wildflowers that will sustain pollinators.
Of the 2,500 acres for the project, about 400 acres will be set aside for parks, about 14 miles for trails, and 18 for people to share with bikers and skaters. From the 24-hour news center, Emily Capetillo, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.